You're listening to Mountain West Voices. I'm Clay Scott. Last week on this program, we heard the story of Margaret Carranza. She was born in Mexico in 1911 and came with her family to northeastern Montana when she was a girl. At that time, the Yellowstone River Valley was dominated by the sugar industry, and Mexicans made up the overwhelming majority of the workers in the beet fields. As the years passed, the beet workers put down roots and deepened their relationships to the non-Mexicans in the area, from the farmers whose land they worked, to the teachers who taught their children, to the merchants, like the car dealer in Sydney who sold Margaret's father his first automobile.
He paid cash, naturally, because Mom had the money. Oh, we holler and scream. We didn't care who listened, because we had a car.
It wasn't long before the Carranzas started to dream about buying their own piece of land. Margaret says they saw that as something that would give permanence to their life in Montana and show that they belonged. Margaret's mother was in charge of the family finances.
She started saving to have her own home so they wouldn't say, go and get the Mexicans.
Within a few months, Margaret's father found a farm they could afford, right next to the one where they were already employed.
Dad called Mom, called us, and said, we're going to buy finally what you guys always bug me. I got the farm. And we scream and we hollered, and how far is it? It's just right across the fence.
Having their own property changed everything for the Carranza family. Margaret says she remembers the feeling of pride and independence when she walked into the door of their house or walked through the fields of their own farm. They worked hard and prospered and managed to buy another piece of land near Sydney. But when Margaret's mother passed away, things started to unravel. Margaret and her daughter Juanita wanted to keep farming, and the other family members agreed to sell their shares to them. Margaret and Juanita took out a government loan, but they say they were deceived about the terms of the loan. Ultimately, they were not able to keep up the payments, and in 1994 they lost their farm. Juanita claims that their case is part of a broader pattern of discrimination in government lending practices against minorities and women in agriculture, something she and her mother have been trying to raise awareness of for the past 20 years.
You know, it's like Don Quixote tilting at windmills, you know? But we have the records of what happened to us. And if we don't change it, nobody else will.
In the meantime, Margaret and Juanita live in a rented farmhouse on a leased piece of land, and they're trying to make a living raising sheep. They have goats for milk and chickens, and they manage to get by. But life in this part of Montana has been affected dramatically by the Bakken oil boom, and the Carranzas have not been immune to the changes.
How long can we afford to stay here? You know, it's kind of hard when you're on a fixed income, basically, to keep up and pay oil field prices. You know, who knew that this was going to happen? Who knew there'd be two oil wells across the road?
Every time the Carranzas drive into Sydney, 20 miles away, they pass their farm, and they're reminded of what they've lost. The house has been locked for 20 years, and they're not allowed to go inside, where a safe contains family treasures, including Margaret's citizenship papers.
How does that make you feel, that you worked so hard all those years?
And have nothing. I worked hard. And now that I'm working harder because I want to forget where we're at and how hard I worked for a home, and the government took everything. Everything. You cannot explain, and you wouldn't understand. The good times we had while Mom and Dad were alive, that I learn now that what you save is what you enjoy when you get old. Listen, that's what you think when you get old. You remember the good ones. They're gone for me.
You've been listening to Margaret and Juanita Carranza in Richland County, Montana. Mountain West Voices is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, a regional studies and public education program of the University of Montana. Additional support was provided by the Jerry Metcalf Foundation and the Greater Montana Foundation. To see images of today's program or to listen to and download over 100 stories from around the Rocky Mountain West, go to mountainwestvoices.org. I'm Clay Scott.